Today is a Four King and Country afternoon drive. Fans, you're in for a real treat. First, I have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to their Giant Center Hershey show before you can buy them. They go on sale tomorrow morning at 10, by the way. The show is coming up April 18th at 7. Second, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we will play How Many Degrees of Separation Is This Artist from Joel and Luke Smallbone on today's Thursday theme set. And that's not all. Luke joins us now on the afternoon drive. Good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon to you. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me for a moment. I really appreciate it.
So I have to ask, before we talk about the concert, how did your song go last night with Dolly on the Country Music Awards?
Oh, it went well. We were, I think both for Joel, my brother and I, we were in over our heads to a degree in the sense of we've recorded the song. We had obviously the privilege of having Dolly come to us and say, hey, I love your song, Dolly Mellors. I would be honored if you'd have me sing on it, which we're kind of like, yeah, we'll consider that. We'll think about it. We'll get that. We'll get right back to you, Dolly. No, of course, we obviously had to be a part of the song, and we did a music video with her, and I think we thought that was kind of the end of the line. And then she said, hey, I'm hosting the CMA Awards. What would you think about coming on and we sing our song together? Well, the thing is we'd never sung the song live together. And so we went through rehearsals, and rehearsals were kind of a little interesting, obviously just getting everything, getting used to it all. And really, at the end of the day, last night was the first time that it actually went perfectly well after doing all the rehearsals. So we were grateful to kind of have the moment, but also have it under our belt, because it was quite the stressful moment, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I would think so. And so how are you guys holding up? Because I understand you were in three states in one day to make that rehearsal. And now you had that big event last night and you have a concert tonight.
Well, and we've already done one concert today so far. Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. The problem with scheduling in our world is, you know, things are just like this event we're promoting. They're scheduled so far out in advance, but there's things that can take place, like award shows or just different opportunities that take place sometimes weeks or maybe only, you know, a month ahead of time. And so that's what's happened here is, you know, we had a show on Sunday, last Sunday, but the rehearsals were that day. So trying to navigate how to get there. And then we had the award last night, but we also had an event in Corpus Christi at noon today. So we're on the 5:30 flight this morning to get there. I think I got to bed at like 12:50 a.m. So yeah, we're running on fumes, but at the same time, you know, you're honored to be able to have these moments to tell these stories that you feel like God's laid on your heart, and also to share these songs that he's given to us for a time like this. So we're very grateful and honored to do it.
I know you've described this album as the most mature record you've made, including songs about weightier topics like addiction and suicide. And I know prayer has just been huge in your family going way back when you were little, and you all moved here because your dad had the Nashville job. And I understand prayer is what carried you guys through, and you saw that firsthand at a very young age.
Yeah, we came to America with nothing. You know, my dad had a job here, and we moved for that job. And then, you know, soon after we arrived, about 2 months after, he lost that job. And so, yeah, we were stranding on the other side of the world. No friends, no family. We were sleeping on beds made out of clothes. And we didn't know what else to do other than just gather around as a family and start praying for these things in our furnitureless living room. And we got to see so many miracles. We had people come they found out that we didn't have any furniture, and they brought two box trucks full and furnished our entire house. We still to this day don't know who paid for our little sister to be born in a hospital. We'd have people that would drop grocery bags full of groceries on our doorstep when we just needed it. We had a family give us a car one of the first days they met us. It was just insane things. And so, yeah, to be able to have had that experience as a young boy, I mean, it changes you when you pray, when you have a prayer, you see it answered. When you have a need, you see it filled. I mean, that changes the trajectory of your life.
And you guys have had such an overwhelming response, not just to the album, but to this tour. So you've added more dates, and we are so excited that one of those stops is here in Hershey, Pennsylvania. April 18th coming up. I'm going to give all of our listeners a chance to win tickets before they can buy them. They go on sale tomorrow. We cannot wait. So what can we expect?
Well, you're right. This tour has kind of all caught us by surprise in the sense of it's been kind of a dream come true for us. You know, we grew up, my brother Joel was a stage manager, I was a lighting director, and we grew up doing the crew side of things. And so we have always had this dream of what would it be like to kind of have like a concept tour where we take the album title Burn the Ships and we start to kind of build out a stage to kind of reflect those visuals. And so we have a stage that looks like the bow of a ship. We have these LED sails that fly, move, and flap and do all sorts of crazy things. And so when we came to the end of this tour, and or coming to the end, because we've only got 2 weeks left on this tour, we thought, hey, we need to do an encore tour next spring. This has gone so well, and there's been some markets and places that, and some friends that we haven't been able to visit. And so, yeah, for us to be able to come and hang out with you guys were one of those places that we wanted to come back to. And we're getting to make that happen next year.
Well, again, we are so looking forward to that. And everybody coming up, a chance to win. Well, coming up, Luke, in the 5 o'clock hour, I do this thing called the Thursday theme set. And I thought it would be fun today, because this is kind of a For King and Country afternoon drive today, to mix up songs that are some degree of separation from you guys. The Thursday theme set, it's about 7 songs that are connected. So, of course, I'll play something from your big sister, Rebecca St. James, and your sister-in-law, Mariah Peters. Any other artists that should be in that mix? Like when you were growing up, I know you basically grew up going to concerts, to your sister's concert. Like you said, you worked in the business. Any other artists that you are really close to, or that really were maybe an inspiration to you as you were just getting into this music thing?
Well, there was two artists that come to mind. There was an artist called, Amy Grant was one of the reasons why we kind of ended up in America. But she toured Australia with our dad. And so Amy Grant was one. And then the other one would be, I wanted to play sports growing up. And I tore my ACL my junior year of high school. And as I was doing rehab, I was listening to Switchfoot's The Beautiful Letdown album. And I remember that was one of the first times I thought to myself, you know, what if I could write a song that could help someone like these songs are helping me? Like, what if I could do, what would that look like? And so those would be two artists that, you know, kind of played in some regard an instrumental part in our life.
Well, thank you so much, Luke. We don't have much time left, but I know you need to go to bed because you have a concert tonight, but thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule to catch up with us today. And I did want you to know your sister, Rebecca, by the way, was here in the studio with me a couple months ago, and she had wonderful things to say about her little brothers. And I guess your nieces just love Joy, and that's one of their favorite songs.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love hearing that. Well, we're very proud of our big sister and honored to have learned basically everything that we know from her. So she plays a pretty big part in our life.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Luke, and go get some rest.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.